In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There's no greater pulpit in the Lutheran world than this one. And it is a profound and profoundly humbling thing to stand before you in this way today. And it's a great text. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as of the only begotten Son of God. A great text for a symposium concentrating on confessional Lutheranism. This was John's witness, the Gospel says. John's witness. And he came along also then and was asked, "Who are you? Are you the Christ?" And he confesses. Homologeo is the word. He confessed. He did not deny. Homologeo, I am not the Christ. That, by the way, is a great confession for a pastor. And also later on in John's first epistle, he writes, "That which we have seen and we have martyrumen, we have borne witness to, that the Father has sent His Son, the Savior of the world. If we confess, homologeze, that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in us." This is the great confession. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word. God didn't leave His Word just words. The hypostatic Word in eternity. The same Word which was there when the beginning began and the world was created. The same Word which was spoken, which spread out the universe and created the heavens and the earth. The same Word which was spoken in the garden, that your seed, the seed of the woman, shall be bruised but shall crush the head of the serpent. The same Word which was with the prophets all along, the same Word which spoke of the coming of the Christ, the same Word which promised the people and gave them hope in a time of exile, the same Word became flesh. I scribbled a note in my Bible a long time ago, "Biblia ita legenda esse axi sanguinum Christi portotum essent scripta." Gerhardt. Every word of the Bible should be read as though it were written with the ink of the blood of Jesus. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. What a glorious thing this is, the Word becomes flesh. Athanasius says, "That which was not assumed is not redeemed." He assumes everything you are, your body, your spirit, your soul, your emotions, your vocation. What a wonderful thing that everything that you are, save sin, says Hebrews, everything you are has been assumed by Jesus in the incarnation and redeemed by Him. And He's born of a woman that He might redeem motherhood, that He might redeem sexuality, that He might redeem the family, that He might redeem fatherhood, that He might redeem holy vocations. What an affirmation of the first article we have in the incarnation. What a wonderful way to live. It's a glorious freedom not to be some stuffy, stuffed up pietist. But to view all of life as a joyous, joyous freedom, an affirmation of the incarnation. And furthermore, what a joy that He comes to us in His flesh. And Luther says then, we ought to become incarnate, come to our neighbor in our flesh and love them. This great text, and He tented among them, it says. He dwelt among them. He tented among them, the word means. It comes from, it's actually a Semitic loan word. In the Greek, it's eskenomen. The skene, the tent. It comes from shaka, to dwell. Shekinah, the dwelling of the Lord. Shekinah, that word used for the presence of the Lord. that presence in the tabernacle above the Holy of Holies, above the Ark of the Covenant. In the Ark of the Covenant is the Ten Commandments and some manna and Aaron's budding staff. It's all in there. And once a year, the high priest would go put his hands on the scapegoat's head. This ritual lives on in many voters' assemblies with their pastors. Once a year, the high priest would confess the sins of the people onto the scapegoat, and the scapegoat would be released into the wilderness, never to be seen from again. And the sins would be confessed on a perfect lamb, and the lamb would be sacrificed, and the blood spread on that mercy seat, that hilasterion. Jesus, our mercy seat. No forgiveness of sins without the blood. And right there at that place was where the Kavod Yahweh, the dwelling of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, the pillar, the Shekinah, the pillar of fire by day and the pillar by night and the pillar of cloud by day. It would dwell right over that place where the presence of the Lord was. It was this Shekinah that filled the temple in 1 Kings 9 when the temple was dedicated by Solomon. And Solomon says, he prays, Lord, it's not that you don't fill all the heavens and the earth. How can a temple made by the hands of men be your dwelling place? It really can't. But you have deigned to have your name dwell here for forgiveness. The glory of the Lord for forgiveness. John is saying, the glory of the Lord, the Shekinah, is dwelling now in Jesus' flesh, in Jesus. And the glory of the Lord is seen most clearly, of course, in John's gospel when Jesus turns to the cross and says, now the Son of Man is glorified. Luther says that it is the great hiding. Jesus is glorified. God is hidden in the death of God. But there the glory of the Lord is revealed in its cruciform way. C.F.W. Walther had at least three breakdowns. One as a young man in Germany, another one in Perry County, and another one in 1859. Friedrich Winnigan had at least a couple of breakdowns. Schwann, president of the Synod from 1878, started out in his parish, had a huge controversy. It was such a big mess, the Synod resolved to send C.F.W. Walther to try to straighten it out. A mess. Francis Pieper had a breakdown in 1896. And then in 1910, he had a breakdown again while he was president of the Synod and president of the seminary. And he couldn't show up at the convention, and the first vice president was elected president of the Synod, Friedrich Fotenhauer. Fotenhauer had a breakdown, had to take a leave of absence when he was missionary in the Minnesota and Dakota district. This encourages me to buy more insurance. The great leaders of our church, including Luther himself, are leaders in the midst of weaknesses and challenges and difficulties. The epiphany of the Lord is an epiphany of the cross. The Lord reveals his glory at the wedding of Cana, and by faith we know we believe in God in the flesh. And yet the most glorious epiphany of the Lord is the cross itself. So Paul can say, I boast rather in my weaknesses because episkenose, because the glory, the power of Christ dwells in me. Wherefore I rejoice in my weaknesses all the more. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have beheld his glory, full of grace and truth for you today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.